If you ask the cruise ship industry, this summer is going to be big.
Really our biggest and best Alaska season yet.
That's Josh Carroll, a VP with the Royal Caribbean Group, on a video conference with Alaska businesses and reporters last week.
As a Royal Caribbean Group and as an industry, we have the most ships deployed to Alaska that we've ever had in our history.
Carroll said Royal Caribbean is getting more bookings now than they were at this time in 2019, though he wouldn't share the numbers. He attributed the interest in Alaska to a push towards domestic travel this year. But he added a serious caveat.
That's assuming the protocols allow the operation of that volume.
I love the optimism, and it would be fantastic to think that we, you know, that the numbers would get back to normal. I just haven't been hearing that from other cruise lines.
Holly Johnson, who's run Wings Airway and Taku Glacier Lodge in Juneau for the last two decades, says she's also got great preseason bookings this year, but she hasn't operated for the last two seasons. And even though some cruise ships came in 2021, it was only about a tenth of pre-pandemic crowds.
You know, we've just been sort of holding things together with duct tape, as you do up here.
So now her preseason bookings look good, but that's just one indicator. Johnson still has to decide how many planes to insure and how many people to hire. Now. She won't know for sure how many visitors are coming until they're on the dock.
And it's hard. It's terrifying. And people are making real business decisions at this point with a lot of hope, but with no concrete knowledge of what the season's going to look like.
She says she plans to operate at about 60% this season, with the potential to increase if there's demand. She called it a rebuilding year. Southeast governments need to predict how many tourists will visit, too. In Juneau, tourism manager Alexandra Pierce says city leaders plan to make $13 million on cruise passenger head taxes. It'll take a million passengers to do that, which is close to pre-pandemic numbers. She says it's the city's best educated guess. But Juneau has enough savings that they can afford to be wrong.
I don't know what capacity the ships will come at, but I think after a year of no cruise season, and last year with an extremely, extremely limited one, this will feel like business as usual for Juneau residents.
Skagway can't afford to be as wrong. The city's economic model is built on tourism. Mayor Andrew Cremata says his municipality is budgeting for only half the season they saw in 2019.
I hate to say the word negative, but almost from a perspective of, let's say, prudence.
He says there are two major concerns on his mind for this summer. One of them is labor. Fewer than 1,000 people live in Skagway. In a typical cruise season, that number at least doubles with workers.
There are a lack of workers all over the nation, and, you know, going to have to get people to come up to Alaska after having essentially 2 years with little to no business.
He says it's extra tough because most seasonal workers make a low wage. His other concern is Canada. Skagway is just 15 miles from the border. Tours cross it, and there's usually a robust stream of visitors from the Yukon. And he and others in the tourism sector have their eyes on Canada's policy around foreign-flagged ships this year. Large cruise ships have to stop in Canada on their way from a U.S. port, like Seattle, to another U.S. port, like Ketchikan or Juneau. It's an old U.S. maritime law. So when Canada closed its ports to cruise ships in 2020, it effectively ended the Alaska cruise season. It lifted those restrictions on cruise travel this last fall. At Southeast Conference last week, Renee Limoges-Reeve with Cruise Lines International Association said the current policy is a good sign.
But we still face challenges. We're all aware of them. We're in frequent talks with the Canadian government. We haven't gotten to the point where we are moving ahead yet.
Businesses and municipalities are concerned Canada could quickly rescind access again and doom the cruise season. Holly Johnson from the flight tour company Wings says even though there's plenty of uncertainty between now and the summer, there's one thing she knows for sure.
The world is ready to travel again. You know, some of these guests have rescheduled over the last couple of years and they're just determined to come back.
She says she's ready to be back in business, even a modified amount of business. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.